Operator Base Starter Patch, Beginner Edition. We're going to build a drum and bass based sound in Ableton Live using Operator, and the goal is simple. A clean sub that hits on a system, plus a mid layer that you can actually hear on laptop speakers. Then we'll make it move, and we'll get it sitting with drums using only stock devices. This is one of those patches you make once, save as a rack, and it becomes your start here sound for rollers, jungle-leaning steppers, even more modern DNB. Let's do it. First, set the scene so it behaves like DNB. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. Create a new MIDI track, drop Operator on it, and make a 1-bar MIDI clip. Choose a low note like F1 or F#1. Those are super common areas for DNB subs, and they feel great under a kick. For the rhythm, go for a classic roller pulse. Put short notes in 4 spots across the bar, one on the downbeat, then one a little after beat 2, one a little after beat 3, and one a little after beat 4. Keep the note lengths tight, like an 8th note or even a 16th if you want it choppier. And here's a real DNB mindset thing. Don't overfill. Your bass should feel like it's answering the drums, leaving pockets for the kick and snare to speak. Now we build the sub first. Always. Open Operator. We're starting dead simple. Oscillator A will be our sub. Pick an algorithm where A is heard directly. If you're unsure, choose the first algorithm, the straightforward one with carriers. Set oscillator A to a sine wave. Bring its level up around 0 dB in operator's oscillator level area. Now shape the amp envelope so it feels tight but not clicky. Set attack very fast, like 0 to 5 milliseconds. Set decay around 250 to 450 milliseconds. For sustain, you've got a choice. If you want plucky bass notes, pull sustain all the way down. If you want it to hold a bit, set sustain around -6 to -12 dB so it stays present while the note is held. Then release around 60 to 120 milliseconds. That release is important. It prevents little pops at the end of notes. Go to the global settings and make it mono. Set voices to 1. Add glide if you want that classic DNB slide, something like 30 to 80 milliseconds. And here's a key detail a lot of beginners miss. Glide only happens when notes overlap, especially if you use legato. So if you want slides only on certain notes, turn legato on and then overlap only the notes you want to slide. It gives you way more control and keeps the riff from smearing. At this point you should have a clean, solid sub. If it sounds boring, good. That's exactly what we want. The sub's job is consistency. Next, we add the mid harmonics. This is the part that makes the bass audible on smaller speakers, and it's also where the character lives. Turn on oscillator B. Choose a saw wave for a bright aggressive mid, or a square for a slightly hollower, woody tone. Set oscillator B 1 octave up, coarse plus 12 semitones. Then pull its level down to start, around -18 to -12 dB. Subtle is the move. You should feel it more than you hear it at first. Now shape B's envelope so it's punchy and doesn't just drone. Attack can be 0 to 10 milliseconds. Decay around 150 to 300 milliseconds. Sustain low, like -12 to -24 dB, and release 50 to 120 milliseconds. The idea is, the mid layer speaks and then gets out of the way, so your drums stay crisp. Now let's glue and shape it with operator's filter. Turn the filter on. Choose a 24 dB low pass, LP24, because it's great for weighty bass. Start the cutoff somewhere around 350 Hz. But anywhere from 200 to 600 is fair game depending on how dark you want it. Add a little resonance, like 5 to 15%. Don't go wild or it'll start whistling and stealing attention from the snare. Add a bit of drive, maybe 2 to 6 dB. That drive gives you edge without even reaching for distortion yet. Now for movement. Use the filter envelope. Put the envelope amount around 10 to 25%. Keep attack at 0. Set decay around 150 to 350 milliseconds. Sustain low, like 0 to 20%, and release around 80 to 150 milliseconds. What you want is a subtle wah at the start of each note. Not a big dubstep sweep, just enough to make it feel alive. Now we're going to do something that will make mixing way easier. Split the bass into a sub-chain and a mid-chain using an instrument rack. Group operator into an instrument rack. Open the chain list. Duplicate the chain, so you have two. Name the first one SUB and the second one MID. On the SUB chain, go into operator and keep it pure. Sine wave on oscillator A and turn oscillator B off, or pull it all the way down. Keep filtering minimal. After operator on the SUB chain, add EQ8. Low pass it around 120 to 180 Hz. Use a steep slope if you need it. The goal is Nothing buzzy living down here, just clean fundamentals. If it's getting boxy, you can do a tiny dip around 200 to 300 HC, but keep it subtle. Then add utility on the SUB chain and set width to 0%. This is non-negotiable in DNB. Mono sub equals solid sub on real systems. Use utility gain to keep it controlled. Now the MID chain. Here we do the opposite. We keep lows out so it doesn't fight the sub. In operator on the MID chain, you can reduce oscillator A a lot or even mute it, depending on how you set it up. Keep oscillator B and the filter movement. After operator on the MID chain, at EQ8 and high pass around 120 to 180 HE. This is one of the most important steps in the whole lesson. If you don't high pass the mid layer, you'll end up with low-end mud and you'll think the fix is turn it down, but the real fix is separate the jobs. Next, add saturator on the MID chain. Set it to analog clip. Put drive somewhere around 2 to 8 dB. Turn soft clip on. And a coaching note here. Don't just crank drive until it sounds impressive solo. Distortion makes things louder and brighter, and your ears will automatically think it's better. Keep checking with drums playing. Optional, but useful. Add auto filter after saturator on the MID chain. This is where we get that subtle rhythmic movement. Set auto filter to a 12 dB low pass, LP12. Turn on the LFO. This audio version is shortened for playback.